This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, February 22nd. Well, news of trade talks with China sparked Thursday's grain market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
We've got a lot of news flowing out of the China-U.S. trade negotiations. Biggest factor here overnight was China indicating that they might be willing to buy an additional $30 billion worth of U.S. agricultural products. This is a huge number. Over the past 5 or 6 years, they typically buy $20 to $25 billion worth of ag products. So this would be an additional $30 billion above what they're already buying. Very supportive potential for corn, for DDGs, and for ethanol purchases. All three of these could support higher corn prices down the road.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 5 3/4 at 487. March corn was up 4 3/4 at 375. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day unchanged, ranging from 620 to 635. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for February were up 5 1/4, ranging from 613 1/4 to 643 1/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for February were up 9.5, ranging from 657 3/4 to 677 3/4. Live cattle for February were down 70 cents at 127.67 1/2. March feeder cattle were down 65 cents at 143.22 1/2. And February Class 3 milk was down 6 cents at 13.95.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.